You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday we were talking on the show, towards the end of the show, I think it's when we were playing Rattle Off, and we had a caller who was visiting Colorado from Maryland. And we were just talking to her about stuff. She said she just graduated from college, and so she's just out, you know, hanging out, visiting her grandparents. And when we asked what she got her degree in, she said art history. Yeah. And just jokingly, we kind of were poking, because you know how we are.
Yeah, we're, art history major. I mean, there's questions.
We had questions, like, what kind of job can you get with an art history? You've invested at least 4 years of higher education and who knows how much money. Yeah. What are you going to do with that? She goes, I don't even know for sure. She goes, I might try to go to work for a museum.
Yeah, essentially she couldn't find a job right now within that field.
Right. So we were just kind of casually talking about this, and two things came up, and this is why, you know us, we like to just BS with stuff on the show and open up our phones and invite you to BS with us. But what came up yesterday was two things. One, what do you think is the hardest degree to find a job with? Like, in other words, which one is the most unemployable? And we're not trying to knock degrees. We're just having a rational conversation here. Which degree is the most unemployable?
Essentially,
like, if you go get
useless.
Some sort of degree in accounting, my fear thinking is you could probably get a job in a lot of places, right? You get a business degree, you can use it in a lot of different places.
Yes.
Art history seems like it would be pretty narrow, but there might be others that are more narrow than that.
I mean, immediately the two that pop into my mind, and I hope I'm not stealing anybody's, is going to call in, but theater, because, I mean, I had thought at one point, maybe I'll get a degree in theater, you know, and then you're like, what the hell am I going to do with that, you know, am I going to be performing at Heritage Square for the rest of my life? Oh, wait, they tore that place down. And then the other one is like a fashion designer. It's like, how far can you go in fashion design, I guess? Would be a very curious question for me, unless you're like living in New York or LA or something.
Well,
maybe there's something there.
I have a niece who got a degree in fashion design and she moved to New York, and that's
where you
got to
be.
Or living
maybe
her
like,
dream,
you know, maybe so, for movies or something. But again, it's like, how many of those jobs are available?
How many? I don't know.
How many?
Is it
not
is
a lot.
It unemployable? I don't know. Denise just wrote in and said a philosophy degree. I don't know. You know, the funny thing about it is I'm married to someone who is a college graduate, and she is the one who laughs about it all the time. She went to school and she got a degree in anthropology.
Yeah, so it's
she
like,
does
do you do that?
Nothing with that degree. She's never worked in the field of anthropology. She's a music teacher, and she worked in sales for many years, which I guess maybe you could use elements of your anthropology degree
probably
to try to figure out people
I
a little
guess.
Bit.
But it's like, you know, on the beginning journey of this, you know, when you're starting your college career, isn't there people that you talk to about all this, or friends or family? You do a little research before you dive into the art history degree and really look at how available the jobs are and what you're going to be doing.
Well,
and
I think we even asked the lady from Maryland, did you talk about this before you know, signed up?
And there was
Michelle
nobody.
Michelle just wrote in. With a different angle, Michelle says the engineering, like you would think, a degree in engineering. She goes, the engineering market is flooded. So with that, is that the other side of the coin, that you get a degree that you think everyone's going to want, but there's so many people doing it that it makes the job market difficult? I don't know. I'm not in that.
Depends on what engineering field, I guess. My wife is in that field and my sister is in that field, and I have not heard that. So I don't know.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I don't know.
Tina's saying political science. I don't know.
Maybe?
I don't know.
I don't know.
And question number two, you can respond to all of this, by the way. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Quick favor that we ask. If it's your first time ever writing to us, please just put your first name on there so we know who you are. And then we'll put you in our contacts and we'll always know who you are. And you never have to sign your name again. But if it's your first time ever writing, just say, hey, you know, this is Brenda from Lakewood, or this is Tom from Wheat Ridge, or whatever. Just your first name and the town where you live so we know who you are. 303 691-1649. And then Katie, who does middays for us, came in and she talked about how her daughter wanted to take a year off. You know, we know it as the gap year.
Yeah, so instead of going right into college, she's going to take a year off to find herself, and I believe she said work on her...
She wants to be an influencer.
In her influencer dreams, which we also went, huh?
Oh, boy.
And the
20 million young people who all want to be influencers.
We just had to bite our tongue a little bit. But the other side to that was her daughter's working at a job where that job essentially pays for her college. So she could just dive right in and get stuff knocked out and have it paid for, but instead she's going to go and hang out and work on TikTok for a while. Well, TikTok videos. And I know it's like, what's the right choice there?
There's several people who've mentioned something like Keith was talking about his degree, and a lot of people have used the same line. They're like, it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Right.
Yeah, let's grab some calls here because we love the phone calls. Sean's on the phone. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Just listening to your conversation about unemployable degrees, but I also have an idea about employable degree that's a high in demand at the same time, that we're not getting enough people to go to school for it, and that is land surveying. It's a part of the civil engineering community, so it is civil engineering in certain ways. I started off going to school with biology and wildlife fisheries type degree and changed it over to land surveying. With the whole thought of premise of being outside, if you will.
That's awesome, man. I actually considered some of that stuff because, I wanted to be outside all day.
I was going for one of my walks a couple of months ago, and one of those guys had his little tripod set up outside, Sean, and he was doing the surveying stuff. And I stopped and had a good 10-minute talk with him about that job. He says, greatest job in the world.
He talked
about what you're talking. He goes, I'm outside. I'm not behind a desk. I'm not in a cubicle.
Yes.
Does that job pay pretty well?
It does. It does. You have both office and field sides of things, but usually it's a journeyman type role at the same time. You need field experience and stuff like that. But we're professional measurers as far as engineering goes.
Title. That's
Sean,
a good title.
Sean, just stop right there, dude. That's it. I'm a professional measurer.
Thanks for the pro tip, Sean. That's great, man.
Hey, I guarantee, Sean. Thank you for the call. We've got people right now going, land surveying, huh?
Yep.
Pays well.
You get your own vehicle to cruise around in. You listen to the radio. You can fart whenever you want. And
I like it.
That's great.
And you get to set up that little tripod thing, Lindsay.
Of course.
You set up the tripod and you're looking at it and you're like, what are they looking at when they're looking through there? I don't know what they're looking at.
I've always wondered.
You know what?
They're looking at people's windows.
Jeremy, when I told Jeremy that I did that, he asked me if I asked to look through the guy's little... measurement thing is. And I said, I felt like that would be
Like crossing the line or something?
Yeah, like invasive. That's his little device thing. Hey, can I look through your little device
That's
thing?
Crazy. That would have been the first question. Let me look through that. What are you looking
at? I wanted to.
And it's like
but
a public
I felt like
pool.
It would be invasive.
This is a woman in a bikini. You're like, whoa.
That was hilarious. Lindsay, what's on your mind today?
My son started college this year. He's majoring in engineering. He wants to be a medical physicist when he grows up.
Whoa, that sounds expensive.
It is going to be.
Yeah.
What is a medical physicist?
He tried to explain it to me. I didn't totally understand. One of the things they do is they help with like radiation treatments. They figure out the speed and the temperature and the direction that they need to shoot the radiation into somebody so that it only affects the cancer cells. You don't even get it,
but it sounds like it's very important work.
Dang. So your son could be helping to cure cancer someday.
He could, but I don't know how many medical physicist jobs there are these days. Maybe quite a few. I don't know.
Yeah, or maybe not a lot of people know about it, so there's going to be, a demand for that.
Let me ask you something. If he had said, I want to take a gap year between high school and college, what would you have said?
I would have politely said, no, thank you.
Why?
I don't. Because I feel like taking a year off, it'd be hard to go back to school after having the freedom of... having a year to do whatever you want.
So that's my argument. A lot of people are writing in about how I wanted to take a gap year. My parents said no, but what would I tell my kids if they wanted to take a gap year at this point? And I think it kind of depends on the kid, if they can take that year and actually buckle down and focus on a potential industry that they're thinking about, then I'm all for it, taking the year off. But if you've got a student that is just truly going to be laying around on the couch for a year and just thumbing through Instagram, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I did 2 years of college, and then I was going to take time off because I was working full time. I was married by that point, all of that. And then I never went back.
And that's the risk you run is like, wow, this year's been nice. But I mean, you've succeeded. I mean, you're a success story. You know, how many of those are there where you take the year or two off and you don't ever succeed?
Well, I kind of think I think it's a good idea. First of all, I don't think an 18-year-old is necessarily prepared to go off to college, like the average. Again, anecdotal. Yes, there are some kids who are much more mature, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But in general, I would love to see kids get out of high school, spend 2 years working in the real world, making some money, learning how that works, and then maybe go into college. That's what I think would be a good idea. A lot of people strongly disagree. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Lindsay, what do you think about that?
My issue is my kid's he graduated with his associate's degree from while he was in high school. So my thing was, you only have 2 more years of school. You should just power through and get it done.
That's a whole nother thing then. Yeah, absolutely. Go pedal to the metal then.
Yeah. Good for you. Lindsay, we enjoyed talking to you. Thanks for being on the show.
Have a good day.
See you later.
You too. One of my all-time favorite songs. It's called Welcome to the Boomtown. Look it up, Jeremy.
All right.
And one of the lines in that song is, handsome Kevin got a little off track, took a year off from college, and he never went back.
That's right. That's funny. That's a good line.
Okay, one quick call. Tracy, we got to be really fast, but what do you want to say about the gap year?
So I took a gap year. I wasn't ready for college, but I ended up going to a fifth year of high school in Spain, and it led to me becoming a Spanish teacher.
Hola.
Very nice.
Okay. Good to know.
Thank you for that. Yeah, you could discover something in your gap year that you had never thought about before.
And I mean, it's worth mentioning too that for me, I mean, when did I graduate college? It was like 03, 04, and there wasn't this, you could learn everything on the internet. It was a different time, let's just say.
Sure.
Where if you do take the gap year now, it's so beneficial because you can learn anything you want in that year.
Well, right.
Anything.
And if, you're talking about kids getting ready for college when they're 17 or whatever, and you're asking them to pick a major and a path for their life before they've experienced real life, and that's another reason why I think a gap year or two or three is a really good idea. First of all, I'm anti-college for the most part anyway, with some exceptions. But if you are going to go, why are you asking a 17-year-old to decide a major? And that's why half of people who get degrees don't use that degree with their career. It's because you're asking them to pick at age 17.
Yeah, they have to have an idea. Well, the first 2 years are like core classes and stuff, so I think you do have a couple more years to fully commit, but...
Okay, so what, 19?
19. You should, by 19, 20, you probably should be getting a feel. Boy, I miss college.